Welcome to Quiet Mind Solutions Personal Growth Series, a collection of hypnosis sessions designed to help you improve your life by unlocking the power of your subconscious mind. Hypnosis is a relaxing, enjoyable, and effective way to make positive changes in yourself. This introduction to hypnosis, the myths and facts, will explain how hypnosis works and why hypnosis can be such a powerful force for helping you change your behavior. Please visit quietmindsolutions.com for high quality and therapeutic hypnosis and relaxation programs. Hello, my name is Ken Goodman, psychotherapist and founder of Quiet Mind Solutions. If you have never been hypnotized before, you'll be pleasantly surprised at how relaxing, enjoyable, and effective hypnosis can be. In this introduction, I will educate you about hypnosis, and I will play excerpts from interviews of people who have used the Personal Growth Series to help improve their lives. These excerpts will serve as examples of the material I will be explaining. I think you'll find their comments to be both informational and inspirational as they share with you how hypnosis has worked for them. Before I share with you how hypnosis works, I'd like to briefly tell you a little bit about myself. I have both a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from UCLA here in Los Angeles, where I'm producing these programs. I was trained in clinical hypnosis, also at UCLA, at the School of Psychiatry, and I was certified by the International Certification Board of Clinical Hypnotherapy. I've been a licensed psychotherapist since 1992, working with patients with all different types of problems. I've taken my years of experience as a hypnotherapist and my training in clinical hypnosis and EMDR to develop these hypnosis sessions in this series. Prior to being a therapist many years ago, in my younger days, I was actually a magician. I used to perform magic at fairs, parties, schools, hospitals. In fact, I still do once in a while. Some people actually think of hypnosis as magic, but it's not at all. As a hypnotherapist, I'm leading you through a natural process, not a magical process. Hypnosis is not being asleep or an altered state of consciousness. Rather, the hypnotic trance is a natural state we all experience every day. It's a state of being when you're drifting off to sleep, when you could open your eyes, but would rather not. It's the state of being when you're daydreaming or deep in thought while driving, and then suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I haven't been paying attention.
I could get to a level of trance where I am so relaxed, I am about to fall asleep, and I don't fall asleep.
After the hypnotism, I felt very energized, I felt very relaxed, and I was gaining my joy back daily basis, my hope back daily basis. And when I went to interview, I did the best interview of my life.
Whenever I finish one, every time, I just feel this positive energy. I'm just calm, my shoulders are thrust back, and I'm ready to go face my day, and I can do whatever I need to do. I'm just amazed. I look forward to it, not just because of how I know it's going to make me feel, but because it's fascinating.
It feels good. I want to go to that place. I look forward to doing it.
Hypnosis is both a state of relaxation and a state of concentration. It's the opposite of meditation, where you try to clear your mind. In hypnosis, we are focusing intensely on a specific goal or task. Have you ever had the experience of focusing so intensely on finding your lost keys that you did not even realize they were in your hand all along? This is an example of the hypnotic phenomena that people experience naturally without a hypnotist. As a hypnotherapist, I will guide you to a very relaxed state, into a trance where your brainwave activity is very low. In this very relaxed state or trance, your subconscious mind is more open to new ideas, new ways of being, and suggestions become very powerful. An example of a suggestion is what a mother says to her child when her child falls and hurts his knee. She kisses the injured knee and says, "All better." And suddenly, the child feels better. This does not work for an adult because of our analytic mind. You don't believe that a kiss will make you better. But when you are in a hypnotic trance, the analytic mind is bypassed, and the hypnotherapist can speak directly to the subconscious mind. This is why hypnosis can be so powerful.
Well, after listening to that confidence booster, I applied what it said in there to my job. And I've never been that way before. I've always been kind of shy and, you know, just not really ambitious. Work's been kind of slow. So I've told my boss that, hey, you know what? I can go out there and maybe try to sell jobs. And I just march right in there and look for the superintendent and give him my pitch for my company. You know, I'd never done anything like that before. And after listening to that CD, kind of gave me that confidence to do that.
I feel I've had a lot of growth using the CDs. One, I'm a lot less tense than I was before. I have more control over my anger, a lot more control over my anger. I'm able to recognize when a situation is going to possibly make me mad. So I don't get mad as anywhere near as often, and I feel very good about that.
I think the personal growth series made me want to take better care of me.
Let me explain the difference between conscious and subconscious. Your conscious mind is what you are aware of. Your subconscious mind is what you are unaware of, or what is below the surface of awareness. Think of an iceberg. Some of it is above the surface of the water where it is easily seen. The majority of the iceberg is under the water, out of sight. Much of what happens to an iceberg occurs because of what happens below the surface, out of sight. This is very similar to people. We behave in ways we do not understand. We lack insight and awareness. We do things without thinking. We do things even though they are not good for us, and oftentimes we're not sure why. It's because of what is going on in our subconscious out of our awareness. Hypnosis allows the hypnotherapist to talk to the subconscious mind and influence it in positive ways. Hypnosis will put you in such a relaxed state or trance that the hypnotherapist can bypass the conscious mind, the analytic mind, and speak directly to where the problem lies, in the subconscious.
I've been dieting, and there have been a couple of exercises where it's like, if the next time you hear this word, I think it's focus, you won't even know where you heard this from, but you will have this reaction. I'm walking into the grocery store, and all of a sudden the word focus just pops into mind. And instead of my usual, I'll buy everything in sight, the first time in I don't know how long, I went in and simply bought the things on my shopping list. And I'm convinced that that's why. And ever since, I've been a lot better, not only on my diet, but I've been doing a better job of grocery shopping. You don't even realize what the hypnosis has done. It just kind of gets embedded there and comes out when you need it.
But I don't think about it at work when I'm doing my thing. It just, I think it's subconsciously, you know, that in your head. I can't explain it. It's just, I'll get my stuff done very in a relaxed way, you know what I mean, and then I'll think, I go, God, you know, I didn't even struggle. Everything worked out. I was calm, relaxed. When something didn't work out, I didn't get pissed off. I just kept going forward, and it all worked out.
It's where the body and the mind connect, that I have control over my stressful body. I take control from my mind to my body.
Although hypnosis has been around for over 2 centuries, many people have misconceptions. These misconceptions come from movies, television, and stage hypnotism.
The hypnosis is totally different from what I expected, because we all know the stage hypnosis and, you know, somebody's doing something goofy, and that's not it at all. I love it. It's a part of my life now.
If you have ever seen a live hypnosis show, it seems like the hypnotist has power and control over the audience members on stage. This is not true. A hypnotist cannot make you do anything you do not want to do. Let me say very clearly, you are never under the power or control of the hypnotist or the hypnotic trance. You will never do anything you do not want to do. You will always be aware and always hear my voice. If while under the trance, there is an unexpected or urgent need you must attend to immediately, you will be able to do so. Just open your eyes and attend to the urgent matter. If for some reason you become frightened at any point, simply open your eyes, stretch your body, and stand up. Some people worry that they will be stuck in a deep trance. This again is not true. One of two things will happen at the end of the hypnosis session. Either you will open your eyes when I tell you to open your eyes, or you will have fallen asleep during the hypnosis session, which means you will just wake up later. You cannot be stuck in a trance any more than you are stuck in a dream or asleep. You always wake up. Remember, hypnosis is a natural process. Now, there is a risk of having an intense emotional reaction that you do not want to experience. This can occur in any new endeavor, as well as when you are sleeping in the form of a dream. But most people find therapeutic hypnosis very relaxing and very helpful. If you have an intense emotional reaction to the same hypnosis sessions repeatedly, don't listen to that program. Obviously, there is something deep in your subconscious mind that is triggering the reaction, and you should probably seek the help of a hypnotherapist or psychotherapist for individual guidance and treatment. Another possible risk is falling out of the chair, but that could happen if you simply fall asleep in a chair. Hypnotherapy is based on the foundation of helping you make positive changes so you can feel better and improve your life. It is safe, powerful, effective, natural, and it feels good.
These hypnosis CDs gave me my strength back, gave me my confidence back.
It's just that nice energy that lets me know I can go do anything. I can go make the change. I can have the courage. I can have the confidence. You know, going and doing the confidence CD before walking into a job interview, it's the best job interview I've had.
After listening to a hypnosis session, it is not uncommon to remember everything that happens while you're under trance. Many are not sure if they were hypnotized at all. If at the end of the hypnosis program you feel relaxed, feel better, learned something, and found it useful, then you were in, at the very least, a low-level trance.
My reaction the first time I listened was I wasn't in a trance at all. I was just sitting relaxing, but I was going to do it again. I definitely have gone into a trance, some days deeper than others, some days less of a trance. Some days I feel that feeling of a floating feeling, that the relaxation level is very, very deep, very deep.
Being in a deep trance is not necessarily a predictor of success. You can be in a low-level trance and benefit a great deal. I believe there is a learning curve to being hypnotized. That is to say, the more you do it, the more familiar you become with the process, the more relaxed you are, and consequently, the deeper into trance you go. Just like anything else, the more you do it, the better you get at it. Some people wonder if they can be hypnotized by a CD, and if a CD is as effective as being hypnotized live in a hypnotherapist's office. The answer to the first question is yes, you can absolutely be hypnotized by a CD.
I had been hypnotized before when I was in my early to mid-20s. I like the CD better because nobody could see me. I could do it in the privacy of my own home. I don't have to look good. Whereas when I was with the other person under hypnosis, part of my mind was thinking, he's there, he's looking at me and what I'm doing. This, no one's looking at me. Nobody could see me. I'm in my own little world.
The one surprise that I have is that it's so effective. I've studied hypnosis before, and the results weren't that spectacular. So when I got the series, of course, I was not negative, but I was skeptical, and I found that, and I'll say this honestly, I find that I go a lot deeper with the CDs that you've created than I was able to do on with other hypnotists. I find the results are a lot better with your series than I had before.
Being hypnotized depends more on you and your willingness to be hypnotized. Hypnosis is not something that is done to you. It is something that we do together, like ballroom dancing. The hypnotist simply guides you. I will be the hypnotherapist guiding you, but it will be up to you to decide if you follow. much like ballroom dancing. The man can lead, but if the woman does not move with him, they are not dancing together. So it's really up to you to follow along and listen to my suggestions.
At first, I was kind of hesitant. I didn't think, oh, it's not going to work. But if you have an open mind and you listen to it and you follow what it says, believe it or not, it really, really works if you just follow it.
The second question is a little more complex to answer. Is a hypnosis CD as effective as being hypnotized in person? Hypnotherapy in person can be more effective because the hypnotherapist has a chance to get to know you. He learns about your strengths, weaknesses, likes, dislikes, and your specific issues. This knowledge can then be used in the hypnotherapy session. In other words, hypnosis can be tailored to you as an individual. The advantage of hypnosis on CD is that you can listen to the CD as much as you need. In fact, I strongly recommend listening to one hypnosis program every day. This will allow the suggestions to penetrate into your subconscious mind, and each time you listen, these suggestions will be reinforced time and time again. And just like learning any new skill, learning a language or an instrument or exercise, if you do it on a regular basis, you become better at a faster pace.
Because I can listen to the tapes over and over and over, I get something different out of it each time. That it takes me to a different place each time because my day has gone differently. So if I've had a really, really down, depressing day, I go to it and it takes me to a different place. Whereas if I've had a day that's a smoother day, it takes me to another place.
I've been listening to various CDs for probably 8 or 9 months now, and I really feel a difference in my life since I started listening to them. I feel really good.
I use different hypnosis exercises on different days. I kind of choose them depending on what I think I need that day. Do I need some confidence or some courage or whatever? They work together because some days you need some, or I need some confidence. Other days, it's the journey is just so cool. I love that one because it's totally different than any of the others. And so that's just, it's a fun journey. The one that I think I like the most in terms of the hypnosis exercises is the change.
I like it a lot. I do it regularly, every day, sometimes twice a day.
A couple of final thoughts before we begin. Keep in mind that when listening to a hypnosis program, your mind will wander. It's normal for the human mind to wander, so do not get frustrated when this happens. Simply refocus your mind each time it drifts off. You also may have difficulty imagining the imagery being described. Don't get frustrated. Do your best and keep practicing. If initially you don't seem to go into a trance, again, don't get frustrated or concerned. Be patient with yourself. Just keep practicing every day. You will benefit whether you go into a deep trance or not. I also recommend listening with headphones, not only to block out distracting noises, but to experience the full effects of the program. Feel free to take off your shoes and certainly turn off your phone. Because hypnosis is so relaxing, you could fall asleep. These programs will not be helpful if you are sleeping, so do not listen while lying down. Rather, sit in a comfortable chair. If you fall asleep in the chair, find one that's not quite as comfortable and sit up straight or even slightly forward. This will help prevent you from falling asleep. Finally, do not listen to any hypnosis or relaxation program while driving, as they will tire your eyes. Although each of the hypnosis sessions in the Personal Growth series focuses on a different aspect of achievement, the sessions are designed to work together to maximize your potential. You'll notice that common themes are reinforced from one session to the next. The inner strengths of motivation, confidence, self-discipline, persistence, self-control, determination, and courage are emphasized in all of the hypnosis sessions of the series. By listening to a different hypnosis program each day, you will fully absorb these inner strengths so they become ingrained in your subconscious, allowing you to develop into the type of person you desire to be.
The hypnosis exercises, I feel, really build. You might not even notice it, but they're slowly building, slowly getting into your subconscious so that you can do what you want to do.
The Personal Growth Series was designed for people to use on a regular basis. It will not be effective if you listen to each session one time or even two or three times. The goal of the series is lasting change, not temporary change. To create lasting change, the hypnotic suggestions must become embedded in your subconscious by repetitive listening. Anecdotally, the people who listen every other day report positive changes in their mind and behavior, but the people who listen every day report the best results. The results will not take place overnight, so have faith, be patient, and keep listening. Like learning to play piano or learning how to type, it takes time and daily practice, and at some point, it all comes together.
Tape I listen to the most, I listen to it every day, is the procrastination tape. And since I started using it, I work out at least 5 times a week, at least 5 times a week. And I do a lot more around the house than I did before. Before I would see things and let it go. But now I see a chore that needs to be done and I do it immediately without even thinking about it.
Do not listen to the hypnosis sessions one right after another. If you want to listen to more than one a day, take a break between the programs.
You would think if you just keep listening to the same thing again and again and again, it's going to lose its interest. But it doesn't, because each time is different. It's just a part of my life now, and I can't imagine not having that every day. It gets me ready for my day.
There's been a lot of information in this introduction, and I want to be sure that you fully understand and remember it. I strongly recommend listening again after you have experienced all of the hypnosis sessions. Now, if you are ready, you may proceed to any one of the hypnosis sessions. Sit back, take a slow deep breath, and get ready to relax.